Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Samantala, sa usapin pa rin po ng Paralympics. Nako, ito na, naghahanda na ang mga Australian Paralympians para sa Paralympic Games sa Tokyo. Isa na naman itong pagkakataon upang ibida ang galing ng mga Australiano pagdating sa sports. Narito ang ulat ni Mikel Siren na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Inaabangan na ng maraming mga Australiano ang muling pagbukas ng Paralympics sa Tokyo. Isa sa mga kumakatawan sa green and gold team ay ang champion swimmer na si Ahmed Kelly. Pangarap ni Kelly na makamit ang kanyang unang gold medal sa kanyang pangatlong paglalaro. Pinanganak siya sa Baghdad at inampon at dumating sa Australia 23 taon na ang nakaraan. Lumaki si Ahmed Kelly ng walang kamay at paa, ngunit di ito nagpapigil sa kanyang magpursigi sa buhay.
Many Paralympians have had to overcome so many different challenges to get to the starting line or behind the blocks or so on. And I think for us to get there and the stories that everybody will hear, it's quite incredible. And the sheer determination and the ability to never give up despite having a disability or despite having different challenges along the way to get ready and race your very best, it's quite incredible.
Ang Paralympics ay isang oportunidad para sa mga may kapansanan na maibida ang mga angking galing sa iba't ibang larangan. Sinabi ni Kate McLaughlin, chef de mission para sa 2021 Tokyo Olympics o Tokyo Paralympics, ang kaganapan ay nagbibigay inspirasyon na hindi hadlang ang kapansanan upang makamit ang tagumpay.
I think it's an amazing platform for people with disabilities in Australia, not just from a sporting sense, because it changes the perception of what people with disabilities, you know, look like and are and how they can contribute to community. So whilst they are, you know, amazing athletes, they just highlight it once every 4 years when we get an opportunity, in the mainstream for people to appreciate what amazing things they can achieve in spite of their disability.
Naghahanda naman ang two-time Paralympic gold bulb athlete na si Jenny Blow sa kanyang pangatlong paglalaro ngayong paparating na linggo.
It's not even, we're taking away that it's no longer tokenistic and they're just chucking someone with a disability on TV to tick that box. No, it's because society has people with disabilities.
Ayon kay Ms. McLaughlin, ang delay ay naging mahirap para sa mga manlalaro kahit man ang paglaro sa Tokyo Games ay muntik pang makansela.
The backlash had these games been cancelled would have been absolutely devastating. I mean, I know firsthand from, you know, our athletes' perspective, exactly how it impacted them when it was postponed in March last year. It was devastating to them. You know, this is something they've worked towards for the last 4 years, and to have it postponed is it throws their whole plan out. So it was brilliant to see that it's continued to go.
Samantala, habang ang paglaro sa Tokyo Games sa isa ng tagumpay, umaasa naman ang mga Paralympians na makahakot ng mga gintong medalya para sa Australia. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.